when you ask yourself this question, it's like, what will I improve the relationship with myself? Usually the answer to that question is...
In this episode, our fearless leader breaks down what you need to know to build a billion-dollar company. But wait a minute, how can JR show you how to do that if he hasn't built one himself? Well, before you fact-checkers start Googling JR's net worth, I've got a little instant leverage secret for you. JR is a fan of the ultimate leverage tool known as books. So hunker down and let's get ready for JR's breakdown of Peter Thiel's book, 0 to 1. Welcome to the Instant Leverage Podcast.
What is going on, guys? JR here. And in this episode of the Instant Leverage Podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about self-esteem and where it actually comes from and how you can actually gauge it. So right in front of me on my computer, I have one lone sticky note. I'm a huge fan of like minimalism, digital minimalism, all that stuff. Wear the same thing pretty much every day. And I don't like clutter. So if this thing is on my computer, pretty damn important. And it says, what will improve the relationship with myself? So that is a question that I ask myself almost on a daily basis. So why, like, what is this, and like, why does it matter? Well, how you feel about yourself and your capability and your ability to solve problems and build businesses and get the body you want and the life of your dreams is all directly correlated with what you think you deserve. So if you do things that negatively impact the relationship with yourself, then you will feel like you don't deserve to succeed or have great things or have a great relationship, have a great body, any of that stuff. So when you ask yourself this question, it's like, what will I improve the relationship with myself? Usually the answer to that question is the things that will make you respect yourself as a person. And that is what will give you the self-esteem. So it took me a long time to feel like deserving of making any kind of money in this world, because I felt like I was lazy. Because I was lazy, I didn't really deserve to succeed, and therefore I didn't do the things necessary to succeed. So inversely, when I'm doing all the right things, like I'm waking up early, I'm working out, I'm focused on my business, I'm not distracted all day. For me, alcohol as well, like frequent alcohol use, like even once a week is too much for me. So when I'm not drinking, I'm not indulging in any vices or anything like that, I feel like I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right things and I'm improving the relationship with myself. And once that relationship is strong, then I feel like, okay, the level that I'm at, I deserve to be at a better level. But it's hard to do that when you tell yourself that you're going to do something, and then this is the sixth time you've told yourself you're going to start this diet and you haven't started the diet. Not to say that like nobody's perfect. Like obviously we all have our shortcomings. We all, you know, break commitments and stuff here and there. But every time that you do that, that you do break a commitment to someone else or to yourself, it hurts you and your self-esteem in the long run. So think about it this way. Let's say you have a friend that always is late, and anytime you need them for something, like you need their help with something, they never show up. Let's say they borrow money, they never pay it back. Eventually, you would lose respect for that friend and you would probably stop hanging out with them. So when it comes to you internally, if you break those commitments as well to yourself, like you tell yourself, hey, I'm going to build a business, and this is the sixth time that you've gotten shiny object syndrome and jumped from affiliate marketing to running an agency to doing a Shopify store, much like I have in the past, your ability to follow through goes down. So like the way that I look at it is like, if I tell myself, hey, I'm going to be a multimillionaire, I will not believe that unless I have done the other things that I said I was going to do. So if I inversely, like if I do everything that I say I'm going to do, like I tell myself I'm going to follow the diet, I'm not going to have the chocolate, I'm not going to drink the alcohol, then I tell myself, hey, I'm going to be a multimillionaire, and here's the plan, we're coming up to do this, then easily I'll believe myself, because it's like, well, why wouldn't you believe yourself? You follow through on everything else that you've ever said in your life, or at least in your recent life. So when it comes to mending this relationship, it's a progress. Like, it starts small. You have to prove to yourself that what you do and what you say is going to get carried out. And it starts from really, really small things. Like, hey, like, be super hyper aware of this. Hey, I'm going to go for a walk today. And then you go for the walk. Hey, I'll be there at 3:00. And you're there at 3:00. Hey, I'm going to do this thing on Saturday. And then you do the thing on Saturday. Now, more often than not, when it comes down to actually like following through on these things, a lot of the times you just don't feel like it. Like, you'll be tired. You'll want to do something else instead. And this is really another thing that is trained in us throughout our lives and society and stuff, is the ability to negotiate with yourself and with your mindset, and the ability to negotiate yourself out of things that are good for you. So how many times have we said we were going to work out, and then when it came down to it, you just really didn't feel like it? So you kind of had an internal dialogue about how if you don't work out now, you'll work out twice as hard tomorrow, and you will, you know, eat healthier. You'll eat a salad for dinner to compensate for missing the workout. The more that you create those kinds of negotiations in your life, the more that your psyche knows that your goals and your desires are up for negotiation. So the more negotiation will happen. Now, this is why it's so much easier to get into a routine, to follow a routine once you're already in a routine, than it is to get into a routine. Because when you're in a routine, that negotiation has lost so many times that it stops negotiating. It's like, oh, this is what we do. This is what we have to do. There's no more negotiation. However, if you do create a negotiation, and that's a common occurrence, then every single time you go to do the thing, it's going to be that much harder, because you're so used to negotiating with yourself. So the first step in getting rid of that is just being conscious that it's happening. And then as soon as you start that negotiation, that internal dialogue, just going to do the thing. And then if you do that enough times, that becomes your new normal. That becomes your new habit. And then it becomes easier to do other things. So this stuff, like obviously like working out and stuff like that, it never actually gets easier, but your habits and your routines just get a lot stronger. So just to recap, the question that you need to ask yourself every single day is, what will improve the relationship with myself? This is not just from a commitment standpoint. It's from an ethical standpoint as well. Like, if you feel like shit about yourself because you backstab people in the past or whatever, that's going to hurt your view of yourself, and that's going to hurt your ability to feel like you can follow through with things. Because if it's very hard to feel like deserving of great things if you're a shitty person internally, or if you feel like you're a shitty person internally, unless you're some kind of sociopath. I was just watching that Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix. That it's like a 4-part series. Shit's insane. Definitely go watch that. That guy was the definition of a sociopath, and he was massively successful because he had no correlation in his mind between, like, you know, being worthy of things and doing good things. So that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. What will improve the relationship with yourself? Tony Robbins says the quality of questions you ask yourself will determine the quality of your life. So this is a high quality question to be asking yourself consistently. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, and I'd be forever grateful if you left us a 5-star review on the app you're listening on, so we can help more people. And if you want more content like this, then click that subscribe button now. And until next time, my friends, stay leveraged.